I'm Cindy, of course, and I'm here with Kathy Takushi from Captivating Journeys.
Hi, ladies.
How are you?
I'm really good. How are you doing?
We are excited. We both have been looking at this brand new celebrity, a deluxe ship at the Edge, and it's gorgeous.
Isn't it? Oh, my gosh. We're so excited about it.
Yeah. I mean, when was this finished?
So it's currently being built, and the sale date will begin in December of 2018.
Oh,
so unfortunately, okay. We do have to wait a little bit for it to come, but it's in the process.
Oh, because it looked all finished in the pictures.
Yeah, so what's really neat about it is that this ship is designed in 3D, so everything that you've seen so far is all virtual reality that's been created to mimic, you know, what the ship will look like eventually.
Well, this is, you know, everyone has a certain set idea. And, of course, I think a lot of our listeners and myself and Kathy have been on Celebrity a few times. I think I've been on Celebrity 3 times. You've been on a couple?
I haven't been on Celebrity. I need to go on them.
I love Celebrity, and I have to say the Solstice is my favorite. And I did the Aqua Class both times I was on Celebrity, and I loved the Aqua Class for this wonderful restaurant blue. So, you know, we get used to it. But this particular ship is being designed, kind of throwing out the old rules of a way we think about a ship, right?
Absolutely. They're saying it's very revolutionary, and I think a lot of that attributes to the fact that the design team for the Edge are all outsiders of the cruise industry. So it was really interesting to hear their perspective of, you know, what we've done in the past and kind of questioning why we did things certain ways and saying, well, what if you try to do it this way? So it was a really eye-opening experience for our leadership team to see that. And yeah, I think this is definitely something that will be, you know, carry the brand pillars for Celebrity, but will be a different experience altogether.
It's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I'm so excited about this.
Well, you know, when Kathy and I were just talking about this moments ago. To me, it looks like a really edgy new hotel. I mean, there's things there that are really kind of very ultra modern designs
and very trendy.
Yeah, very trendy, right? Almost like something in New York or something.
The rooftop terrace.
Yeah, the rooftop terrace looks fabulous. Tell us a bit about that rooftop, because it looks totally different than anything I've seen on any other ship.
Yeah. So as you ladies know, on board our Solstice class ships, we have the real grass on board. So mm-hmm. that's something that ship features. And then we redesigned a space called the rooftop terrace on our Millennium class ships that feature a big screen TV and a sitting area for activities. But this is kind of a hybrid of both. So it brings in that green element with all of the plants, no grass on this rooftop terrace, but, you know, plenty of plants available there. And it is an opportunity where folks will be able to also watch sporting events, movies, take in some live entertainment. Some of the entertainers will actually be featured. There are trees that are surrounding this entire garden, and there are platforms within the trees for entertainers to be in there, which is really neat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. What an idea. I mean, who would have thought of tree entertainers?
I know.
That's very, very interesting. I never would have thought of that. That's very interesting. You know, I guess they're not going to be redwood trees, but something more manageable. and it looks like there's many multi-layers to it as well.
To the garden?
No, to the roof. I was looking at it. It looks like there's kind of a round circular stairways and things that kind of go on a couple levels.
Yeah, so, I mean, what we see so far with the ship is just the first reveal. So, unfortunately, we don't have all of the information yet of what the ship will offer, you know, technology, culinary aspects. We were just introduced to a teaser so far, and that began on March 13th. So there's still a lot of unknown about this ship, and mm-hmm. we don't even know what the outside design looks like yet. So a lot of the imagery is not finalized, but it's pretty sure that that's what it'll look like eventually.
And how large ship is this going to be?
So the capacity, they said, is right below Solstice, just under 3,000 passengers. Mm-hmm. They haven't said the tonnage yet, so that's to be determined soon.
Well, Kathy, I know you were looking at some of the stateroom and the verandas, and they look very different, right?
The infinite verandas are beautiful. So I guess the balcony doors slide all the way, or they're bifold doors, and it opens all the way, so it brings the outside in.
I like
exactly.
that idea. Everyone would like an infinite veranda.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
And then I was reading about there's single accommodation cabins too. So that's kind of different for cruise ships, right?
Yeah, you know, especially for a celebrity, because we haven't offered this feature in any of our ship designs yet. So with this new build, it gives us the opportunity to offer that infinite veranda style stateroom to our folks who are traveling solo, which is something that we're seeing a lot trending within the cruise industry.
Well, I mean, I have a friend. We have a friend, Christine Wong, and she travels solo. She's married, but many times her husband's working. She loves cruising. So many times she does look at a ship that will give her a single room, because it's a big difference in price. If you're traveling by yourself and you got to pay double for traveling by yourself, you are going to think twice about it. So, I mean, that's a nice thing that you're thinking of. And a lot of cruise lines only had single availability on the inside cabins. I don't know if this is going to be different or not. But I mean, I applaud that. And I think it's really nice to take that into consideration, because it seems like the whole concept of this new Cruise Line Edge is going to be very modern thinking, very, very much beyond. I was reading about this London designer, Kelly Hoppen. I was looking at some of the rooms and so she really has a whole different look, almost like it says here urban apartments, and it is, I mean, so different looking than what we think of. It looks like some of the beds are against a wall rather than the center of the room, and it's like, well, why not? Why wouldn't you have a bed right against a wall? But in every cabin I've been in, the bed's right in the center of your room, so it takes up space on either side, right?
Yep.
Well, I think that's a great idea. And and then it looks like there's I was looking at the Nate Berkus is doing some really nice style. I noticed lots of these carvings and things that look like it was having on parts. Very different looking in areas of the ship as far as the design, right?
Yes, art is a big feature of this ship, you know, and kind of with all of our ships in general, we definitely like to have that artistic feel to it. And with some of the designers that we have, a lot of their visionaries look, you know, with these big art installations to be involved in the ship. So, for example, those trees that we talked about on the rooftop terrace, those essentially are art pieces.
Oh, they're not real trees.
Oh, correct. No, yes, okay. They're not real trees.
Okay.
And also, tell us about that magic carpet. That's...
Oh, my gosh, yeah. So this is a very different concept, unlike anything you'll see anywhere else. And the designer, Tom Wright, is a really well-renowned architect. So this was his visionary for this magic carpet. So think of it as an extension of the ship. It's a platform that moves up and down the side from decks 2 all the way to deck 16.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Whoa! You're going up and down on the outside?
Yeah, so you can't ride on it. It's not an elevator or, you know, an opportunity to get a lift up to the next deck, but it will be available to use once it's stationary at each deck. So there's multi-uses for it, which is great. So, for example, when it's on deck 2, it'll be an opportunity when we're in a tender port for the tender process to be much smoother and much more comfortable for everyone.
Very interesting idea. Wow.
Yes.
This is really, it sounds very revolutionary.
Absolutely. That's definitely what they were going for with this design of the ship.
You know, I was watching on TV, it was a PBS show about the making of the Regent ship a while back. And the thing that blew my mind about it is that what's happening is they're starting to rethink about even the way they're making ships now. not in the old way. And I was wondering if this is also being made differently. Sometimes these new ships are being made compartmentalized and not in the old ways at all, as one piece, but kind of put together. Do you have any idea if this is being made in the traditional old style or if it's also being put together differently?
So what I do know is that Kathy had mentioned the infinite verandas.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, your standard verandas when you're on a cruise ship, you pull a door to open, and, you know, it takes up space. And the reason why it's designed that way is because there are large steel pillars that are right in between those, each room.
Mm-hmm.
So with this infinite veranda design, we moved the pillars further in towards the ship so we can create this infinite veranda concept and move the doors all the way to the side in that tri-fold look, as Kathy was describing. So I will say that I know that that's what's changed in regards to the infinite verandas, but as of the entirety of the ship, I'm not quite sure yet. Hopefully we'll hear some news soon about some more innovative aspects of it.
Do you know which restaurants are going to be on it yet?
Unfortunately, we haven't heard much culinary. I would say the ones that we know for sure are the Rooftop Garden Grill, so that'll be located where that rooftop garden is, and that will offer gourmet burgers, barbecue brisket, very similar to our Lawn Club Grill on our Silhouette and Reflection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But everything else is to be determined. Hopefully we'll hear soon.
Now, we were a little going, I wish it was going beyond the Caribbean. Of course, a lot of people in Hawaii don't, not as many people in Hawaii go on the Caribbean cruises, obviously, as the East Coast people. Because it's so easy if you're on the coast to get on one of those cruises to the Caribbean. But I guess in December, that's the main thing for I don't know. Oh, you got a doggy.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry.
Okay. We like dogs.
We like dogs. We're dog friendly here. So is it just going to be Caribbean for, and then if not, how long and where else is it going to be going to?
Yes, so it'll start off in December of 18 to April of 19, doing Eastern and Western Caribbean back and forth. So folks could do a 14-night journey total, but for those folks in Hawaii who are looking for another destination, they haven't announced where she's headed after the Caribbean season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm speculating certain destinations, but it hasn't been official, so I don't want to get anyone's hopes up. But hopefully somewhere where folks in Hawaii would like to travel to.
You know, I think the one exception I'd make, Alex, is if there was one that went to Cuba, if this one went to Cuba, I think I would think about that. That would be the exception, because I do want to go to Cuba, and it'd be kind of fun to do a cruise down to Cuba. But there's been an up and down roller coaster. It seems like a lot of people were wanting to go to Cuba, and then it kind of got overbooked, and then there were availabilities, because then, you know. So how are any of your ships going to Cuba still?
So we unfortunately haven't dabbled in that market yet. Our sister brands Royal Caribbean and Azamara are starting to go to Cuba. So we haven't heard yet if that's going to be a destination that we're adding to any of our future itineraries. But I do know that a lot of folks want to head there. So hopefully within the future, we'll be able to get there.
Yeah, it would be an interesting way to go. Now, we were just talking about some of the changes that some of the ships have made because of some of the terrorism activity. Obviously, you don't go to, no cruise ship's going to Turkey any longer. And of course, now Egypt looks like it's backed off. But are you seeing a kind of some caution as far as people booking Celebrity in Europe to some of the locations there? Or does that pretty much not affect the people who want to travel on this coming summer?
Yeah, you know, truthfully, last year was a bit challenging in Europe, but this year we've been having some really good momentum. We did move a ship from Europe to the Caribbean for the year. She'll be sailing year-round in the summertime, so that's definitely, you know, taken some of that capacity away from Europe. But the four ships that we do have there are sailing very well. So, no, I luckily have not seen any downtick right now in Europe. And it seems like folks are really eager to travel this year, which is great.
Which ships do you have in Europe this summer?
So we have three Solstice class ships. and then one millennium class. So it's the eclipse, we have the reflection, the silhouette, and then the constellation.
And then some obviously are going to be doing Alaska.
Yeah, so three ships do the Alaska season. It's the Celebrity Infinity, Millennium, and then the Solstice.
Yeah, that's the Solstice is one I like. And actually, I did the Solstice on the Inside Passage, and it was a lovely cruise on the Inside Passage. And are you up in your Alaskan cruises?
Yes. Alaska's actually having a really great season so far. There's still room available if anyone's interested in going this year. But, yes, the ships are definitely filling up for that Alaska market as well as Europe.
So what's the most exciting European cruise that you see when you look at going, my gosh, this one is unbelievable. This is one of the best ones I've seen.
You know, we have a really exciting itinerary coming for 2018. And even though it's not for this year, I think that it's something that really sparks my interest. It's a cruise that's on the Eclipse. It's only three sailings that we're doing, and it's leaving from Dublin. It's round trip Dublin,
wow,
which is the first time we've had a home port in Dublin, and it'll be headed over to Iceland, and we'll offer overnight experience in Reykjavik, which is a really popular destination right now.
You know, I was in Dublin last year, and then I also went to the West Coast, but I loved it, and I think that's wonderful. And a lot of people, I mean, tourism in Ireland's way up, again, because I think people think it's safe, and people are discovering it, and everyone's going and loving it, right? But so the Dublin one, does it go around Ireland, or does it go straight? Where do you stop, do you know?
Yeah, so it starts in Dublin, and it goes to Belfast in Northern Ireland, and then heads over to Iceland for 3 days, and then you'll head over to Scotland, and then to Cork, and back to Dublin.
I like that.
It's a total of 10 nights.
That's a nice, I wouldn't mind doing that. You haven't gone to Ireland, have you, Kathy? You might think about that, Kathy. That sounds like a really great one. You know, it seems, Alex, it seems like Portugal's been rediscovered too this year.
Yes, we do. We offer some overnights in Lisbon, which is great. You know, it definitely seems to be a good place to go as well. And, you know, the Mediterranean's beautiful as well, but the other regions in Europe we see a pretty decent uptick. We have two ships that do some itineraries up there in the summertime, as well as the Mediterranean. So there really is, we pretty much cover most of Europe if you're looking to travel over there.
Absolutely. I mean, and I have to say, Celebrity has really found its niche. It seems like Kathy and I were just saying how a lot of people here in Maui that we talk to, and you have people who ask for Celebrity and want return trips on Celebrity, don't you?
There are a lot of repeat clients for Celebrity.
It seems to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, it seems to me that the prices are always very fair, and the locations and the ports you go to are always interesting, and it seems like you have a pretty good availability.
Yes, I would say, you know, where we do find issues with availability are typically on sailings that are kind of one-off, you know, ones that are only going every now and then to particular routes. But, yeah, the pricing is absolutely very competitive in the market, and we do offer a really great promotion, which includes extra amenities when you buy the cruise. So that's called Go Big, Better, Best, and the most popular is the beverage package.
Is it really? Now, so I wouldn't have guessed that. Would you have guessed that, Kathy? I would not have guessed that.
Because, well, you know, alcohol is expensive.
Yeah.
So that's, when we have clients, that's the perk that they pick.
Uh-huh. And usually, what are the perks you can choose from?
So it's the beverage package. You can choose $300 to spend on board, and that's $150 per person, unlimited internet, or prepaid gratuities.
Yeah, I have to say, Alex, and I'm going to be honest here, that's the only thing I had complaints about when I was a Celebrity is the internet could be very pricey, and it's a little always slow. I mean, not just your ships.
Yeah,
it's slow
on
any ship. It's slow on any ship. But I sure would love it if they just include the internet. I know I've heard rumors that there's new services that are going to be available with the internet that could change in the future. and make it better with some internet changes that are going on. But that's, you know, for people, a lot of working, and I think I may be wrong, but it sure seems like celebrity gets a little younger demographic than some of the other higher end ships. Mm-hmm. Is that correct? You have a little younger demo?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely are trying to cater towards that, those younger working professionals, you know, that have families or maybe newlyweds. But I would say, yeah, I guess the demographics kind of range between 35 and 65, but yeah, that's just kind of an average, you know. Obviously, everyone would enjoy their time on Celebrity, but yeah I do. When did you cruise with the internet? Because we just actually added high-speed internet last year.
Oh, no, it's been a couple years.
You'll be happy to know that.
I dare say I went on Oceania for a couple years, but no, it was a couple years ago. Yeah, and it wasn't high speed for sure when I was there. It was slow speed. It was not high speed. Well, it's good to hear that you have high speed now. I did not realize that.
And it does work. I can attest to it. I was on a cruise and I was able to FaceTime while at sea, which was pretty unreal.
Unbelievable.
I know.
I can't even imagine that. Whoa, that's pretty good. And you know, the other thing I like about Celebrity, at least when I was on the Solstice, you have very good entertainment. I mean, I've been on, you know, a couple other cruise lines that did not have the entertainment like you have. And you have very good I mean, the Solstice had beautiful, a beautiful state auditorium. I call it an auditorium, a staging area. And it was a lovely one. Are you going to have that on the new Edge?
Oh, I'm sure. You know, they haven't said what that space will look like yet, but I can imagine that there will be plenty of opportunities for entertainment, and not just on the main stage. And that's something that we've been doing on our other ships more recently, too. It's kind of pop-up entertainment, you know, that can really mm-hmm. happen anywhere
yeah.
on board the ship. You know, especially we talked about that rooftop garden with the entertainers and the trees and that fun type of aspect of it. But we haven't seen the design of the theater yet. I'm sure it'll be spectacular, though.
I think so. I really do. And I thank you for calling in, Alex, with all the interesting news. People can contact Kathy Takushi about booking. You're taking bookings on the Edge ship? Are you already taking bookings on that?
We have clients already booked
yeah.
on it
you
for 2019 Caribbean.
Really?
But yeah.
Wow. So. Well, a lot of people want to be the first on
the new ship.
On a new ship. Yeah. There's something about that, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
I was on the original. Yeah. Well, thank you, Alex. We really super appreciate that you called in and told us about what's going on with the Celebrity cruise lines and the Edge. And I think you're going to have to put Kathy and me out on one of these cruises just to try it out and do it. We could arrange to do a live broadcast from the Edge. It'll be very edgy.
We'll
create a radio station on board a ship, and it'd be the first ever radio station broadcasting from a cruise ship.
That would be great if we could do that.
we could do that. I could make that happen. Hey, so anyway, thanks so much for calling in. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for your time.
Thanks,
Aloha.
Alex.
Aloha.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.